Welcome to another exciting season of your favorite podcast, the So Nigerian Podcast. Yeah. And if you're new here,
Happy New Year.
I am your boy, your only Dami Arose, and with me,
Dami Arose.
Isaac Medici.
Yes, and you guys are welcome to the podcast that talks about relatable content to an average Nigerian youth. So everything but in the Nigerian way. So keep it locked and stay tuned.
Are you looking for a pathway to achieving your dreams? Do you need a blueprint on how to get a hold of your dream career? Then head to BTDT Hub, a leading human capital development company, which focuses on careers, recruitment, employability, enterprise, and education. Their services include organizational and personal development trainings, recruitment process outsourcing, employee engagement, digital communications, CSR opportunities, youth empowerment programs, personal branding, CV, cover letter upgrade, LinkedIn profile optimization, interview support, and business plan writing services, career and employability masterclasses, including placement schemes and career fairs, and study abroad advisory services. BTDT aims to empower minds and early career professionals. What are you waiting for? Head to www.btdthub.com to find more information about their services and make inquiries.
Hey, welcome, namaste, ekabo, assalamualaikum.
Buenos dias, buenos noches.
Keru, odima.
What did they reply on?
You guys are welcome, to another exciting episode of the your favorite podcast, the So Nigerian Podcast.
Yeah.
All
points.
So you guys are welcome. Today, as usual, before we start, it's our usual tradition to say Nagode. Thank you for listening and sharing, because the Bible says, you that share it shall not lack it.
Where does the Bible say that?
So you guys, thank you guys for listening and sharing. And before we go into this today's episode, Isaac, how was your week?
Bro, my week was long and stressful, but we give God all the glory.
Okay. Dami, how about you? How was your week?
Oh, it was long, but it was fun food at the end.
My week, my dog got pregnant too. I wanted to be a dog. I don't already plan the sales of the puppies. Still, I dog has still birth.
It's like you guys are not focusing on this.
I am a morning father right
take,
now.
Take.
No, they hug me.
Why? Now you lash your dog. Why are you a morning father?
Guy, you don't care about your dogs. You should care about pets.
You have no dogs now.
This guy, remember when Isaac got two puppies?
Oh, okay.
Come.
They made their untimely demise.
Hey, stop now. Why didn't this? It wasn't my fault. It was a vet, but I won't call out. We discovered something.
This guy gave too much puppy chicken bone.
No, you know, my dog has to be bougie now. At a young age, they need to be chowing. They need to start getting comfort.
Suppose they put feeder.
It was our first time having dogs in like a very long time, so we know Sabi has a
new. You check now. YouTube, guy. You read online. You know, you get.
No, we finally got a vet, but she turned out to be a quack shop because she helped our dog. She couldn't tell us
that
parvovirus.
Maybe they actually had parvovirus.
No, it was overdose, guy.
How do you know?
He started vomiting and he died.
Are you?
Yeah, this guy is a veterinary.
Do you know what she gave them?
What are you studying in school?
A veterinary psychology.
how was your weekend?
Yeah, it was cool.
We went out.
Yeah, we went swimming now.
Without somebody.
Yeah.
In Penham.
Hold on. Wait.
He paid off.
Now the team bond without me.
He paid off.
I go sakuna. Wait. It's not, I don't know why you're laughing. It's not funny.
He paid off.
So you guys are team bonding.
When swimming.
So
it was fun, yeah.
It was fun.
I just want to really see.
Then we had a barbecue after, you know. Like,
yeah, it was just cool. Man, just chill, on our 400k salary, we just did
all these things without me.
No, you won't do piggy vest investments.
Yeah, investor,
I don't say save your money. I don't be inspired by inspired to aspire.
He wants to be featured on
30. But why we didn't take you is because we are rooting for you. We want you to attain your investment goals, and savings goals.
Yeah.
So that's why we take you along.
Olushi.
This weekend, do you want to come?
I did. You go bomb me, sha.
That is not 30 to do.
I aspire to it. You have to save for the future. It's not like it's something people should learn.
No, we are going somewhere. We are going to Kubana this Friday.
Hey, all views on Isaac.
No.
We go vote now.
Now the CEO. Now CEO go sponsor boys now.
I never read the CEO stage yet.
It's not your bio, CEO.
So something funny happened to me on Friday. Yeah, it was Friday. I was trying to get to a friend's place in Iju. And you know all those places now. Iju now. Now after Arrows Agege, Yano Paja, all those weird, go for game.
I can't remember. I'm so sorry. Island boy.
Your island, but that's conversation for another day.
Lack of side,
bro. No go loud. So you know how these places are now. You won't see straight balls like that, but they jump balls.
Oh, hold on, they don't have Uber there.
Oh, mono for my now, guy. I'm trying to get to CEO stage. I can't be using Uber anyhow.
I'm trying to save
and invest, so I can't be using Uber anyhow.
So now they use this thing against me now.
We'll give you a background story of why this thing started, but back to what I was saying. But we did go all the grade that I didn't get to where I was going to because I was lost, so I had to turn back to my house.
Bro, like you know they use Lara.
Wait till be Lara.
This guy, you didn't Lagos at all.
Wait till actually be Lara.
Lara, now like one stuff where you go they ask for direction, go tell you price, everything.
As in, I go call them or waiting.
you go flash them, you go text them as you decide, but they ask her like Autobots.
Swear,
on God,
I never hear of one before.
The thing is, you just search Lara.ng. Once you don't search Lara.ng, you go say, okay, Lara, you did. Lara go reply, you I did also.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind me.
I just go, see, on God. I don't use that before.
And then you hear how much conductor
will call it. How much bus, conductor, you need to be Uber.
Now,
150. No, like bots.
Go online, sir.
Like
websites.
Are you serious?
Just press.
So even streeting don't get.
Streeting
don't get a tech now. So everything is Uber now.
From Island to Iju, he tell you dropouts, Obalende, 15 naira, dropouts. Let's see, Yaro Oshoki.
Tell me all these places you're calling, please.
You guys use Lara.
That's
crazy.
Fresh
boy
like this. I don't
that's
know this place, but now Lara does.
But now only you don't use Lara for you.
And now, as
far as I don't use Lara.
Yeah, they explore. I'll be taking that. They explore.
I go check him, because, guys, next time I go, you drew.
This guy go lost. I went back.
I know you didn't want me. Lagos. I don't want risk.
They go kidnap you.
They will kidnap me. Clean.
No, but it's Lagos now.
But luckily for us, there's something like Laram. He's actually very good initiative.
You actually bust my head, of course.
Bro, I can't even do it in your phone right now. It's just text Lara.ng. Lara as in normal Lara.ng. The chat, this thing will come. Just say, Lara, how you do?
That's
what you have to
do. Babe, go the text me.
Nah, surely they text.
At least, if babe no text me.
Babe no text. Lara go text us. You go find directors. if they find where your love did, Lara go tell you. So you guys, if you don't use Lara, if you're a JJC, Johnny just come. I just
like Isaac. So just
roses are red, violets are blue.
In my defense, I'm is Iju now. Like I mean, is Iju.
Iju is Lagos. What do you mean by Iju?
Roses are red, violets are blue. If you are lost to go to Uju, use Lara.
Busted.
Yeah, they rap. Guy, be like say you go forget that your. You be like say you go forget that your CEO. You sure say you don't go? You don't go find anyone record label we go carry you.
That's if Iju call me. If you don't call me,
I go take Dremel Sports now. Stop.
I go take Dremel.
I go take Dremel Sports.
I go learn from the best you. I say David.
You want to learn from him?
Okay.
Bro.
Thank you.
Because of he was helping somebody cross the road. He was
escorting. She not feels like Lara go assist him now.
Yeah, bro, exactly.
Why should he the video? Lara go assist him now. You know what I mean?
No, now. Lara did Lagos and Abuja. Lara never reached St. Martin's. But he did reach
very soon, very soon. Soon.
Anywhere for Lagos and Abuja.
That initiative, worldwide.
No, he will reach worldwide. I trust Lara. But you know if you just say, you know they confirm, it's not confirmed that my goat cheated, you know. So don't
be like my goat, just the
No, that boy.
We want to discuss that one today.
You see that clip?
Which one?
That she posted online.
Who's that?
The blue guys were in the background now.
Serious?
Yes, now she now uses this song, Holy Ground, as the
That means now she beats in book 2. I'm waiting. Waiting there that song.
Now I get 6 tattoos.
She gets 6 tattoos.
Now she in Ghana.
Yeah, she was there.
With them now.
Oh shit, you did the same as
that. Damina 29
BG. You on stage now with them now.
You be 29
BG.
Yeah, they was there in the background.
Yeah,
now.
Yes, now.
You guys did the background.
And Damina T. Okay.
No, Damina T. That's the video too. Lati, that guy. Obama, they did the video now. Check out.
29 BG. Damina industry boy.
Industry boy. 29 BG.
She will check out.
He just the expanding brand. You know, they misunderstand that. But still,
you guys increasing listeners
for that area.
And our family members too.
Maybe one sign radio personality.
You can't just be concluding now. It might not be anything.
I'm gonna leave David. David, call me. So like today, bro.
You don't yarn.
Never even read the topic of DD. So guys, today we're talking about, you know, I did like post graduation depression or life after school. Life after school,
uni,
basically, because even secondary school, my stress, so we can like when I finish secondary school, in my mind, I'm like, I've crossed one big obstacle in life. Now, what could be worse now? If and only,
I knew, of course, like I had other ones now, so I know as they be for them. I'm funny enough, my school resumed like 2 weeks after my voluntary service. My uni resumed 2 weeks after, so I know
boy,
to get out.
Smart boy. Lucky boy.
It'll be like these millennials, they write jam seven times.
Hey. Before they go come for you, screaming.
Don't worry, I'll be anti-millennial. No worry. They go write jam 7 times, they can't come. I'm 40 under 40 cc.
I believe their stories. When, in my own days, when I wrote jam.
So
many.
I want time right, let's go. Your computer,
CBT,
the right
time.
Easy.
They are all like this and PPT.
PBT, right
PBT, paper based.
A lot of times they are cut off mark. Really, just soft.
So basically, life after school, I'm all school. I won't even lie to you. I feel like I'm never going to cap. I feel like after uni, you should just have 1 year to just rest, find yourself.
Necessary.
You like a gap year.
You already finished. Do you know what it is to finish school, bro? Like, even if that third class finish,
yeah. Any see, even if not private school you go, bro, any school you go, guy, you need that 1 year because, guy, in Nigeria is stressful,
yes. You have to relax on the pressure of like,
but
going
Nigeria,
to school.
They actually give us 1 year to relax, but they call it NYSC,
which relaxing no more.
That's not relax.
You go bro. three weeks camp, you don't already suffer. That 3 weeks camp is suffering on its own,
bro. NYSC too, not so far.
It depends on you, it depends on where are you.
Oh, more you go see so far. NYSC, where you go, they buy bread up and down.
When are you buy bread? Man, don't buy bread.
Hey, you,
what, this guy,
out of 100 people, 70 people buy bread.
I see, but you don't buy bread, I do your camp.
Yeah? No, I'm not talking of in camp. I'm talking of like in some offices. That's what they use.
Okay. Yes, definitely.
Nah, if they see, you get one popular place. I don't go name them
for that zone.
But you go, they go shop first, go buy.
Chicken,
buy
big steady.
No worry. No worry.
Don't do somewhere. You go, they pick or gap.
You go. They tell you, yeah.
But like, it's okay to just, you know, find yourself, cleanse your energy, just relax. But as usual, you know, Nigerian society does never allow for that.
Yeah, it doesn't allow for that. If you are at home, they'll just be looking at you as this one is just wasting away, that kind of thing.
So you, anything.
It just comes from the pressure that you get from your parents and all other people, you know. Because, you know, one thing is certain that, okay, in this age of the internet, we are constantly comparing ourselves to others. You might not do it knowingly or unknowingly. You know, I don't, that thing is for sure. So, like, you can say, okay, see my mate on the enter 30 under 30. See you. I still there the tweets.
No, 30 under 30, like, your guys on the walk already, you see
their
house.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, you're getting internships, yeah.
How are you? I say, guy, they call a bit nervous.
That kind of thing. The people you used to relate to very well at that time, they are moving and you are just in your father's house.
They have deadlines, they are finding
that kind of thing. And you are just vibing.
I'll call you.
Pressure comes from everywhere, man. Yeah. Because your parents will deposit you from house. Oh, yeah, what next?
Your mates are. Do I ask you that? Where's your friend? Where's
Shola used to. Shola used to come every time. Where is
he now?
And you can't talk, say, Shola DPWC. See, if you say, okay, Shola is in. Sorry to say, civil servants, I respect you. But if you say, Shola works in the ministry now, they'll say, that's good for him. But if you say, KPMG, PWC, they could just look you say, Zenibank. You could deposit. What are you doing?
That I'm an entrepreneur. Well, like, do you get, like, there's one thing that is also certain, because the more that this generation, I don't know how we are going to convince the further generation that education is key.
Yeah.
Because you can see nowadays, and we have rich criminals and we have poor graduates. Like, it doesn't even make sense. It's not supposed to be the other way around.
I was thinking of something that is like, I would even say, Yahoo boys are like, they've made it look like wisdom or your understanding is you don't need it anymore. Like, it's just a construct for you to go on to go to school.
But at the same time, education is key. Do you know how many problems education will solve if everybody had a level of education? There are young boys that even like, you need to at least have secondary school education. Because once you have education, you solve issues like unemployment. Because if you have the sense, if you have the education, you know that, okay, yes, there are some things I can dabble into. I can actually start a company. I can start a startup company.
But then this is where government policies come in, because if I go, that's what some people fear most of the time now. Because like, sorry, see startups that they destroyed last year. Exactly.
For you to create jobs, you need favorable government policies.
Yeah, you need favorable government policies to start now. Like, and now most people are dabbling into like the same thing now, like.
Because you know why? It's safer.
Yeah.
Because if you do something unconventional, like that they don't understand in the government, they'll try. They'll try for a way to cripple you.
Yeah, one thing that happened last year that made me know that, okay, these government guys actually have eyes on the younger generation, and they can see that, okay, we're actually doing things, but they want to fuck it up. For example, now see dispatch riding.
Most people
dabbled into that business last year. Is it Night Post or so?
Yeah, but policies
outrageous prices, guy. Very
outrageous. It just shows how the older generation or how the Nigerian society is not accommodating. Young people, especially when you just finish, because everybody's thinking, everybody's finding ways to, you know, make a living. That's why everybody can say, 400k salary is too much, bro. If you're fresh, it's too small to some people, and it's too much for some people. Do you get like?
Conversation for another day.
You get like, if you're a fresh graduate and you see a job worth of 200k per month, like, all day your head. God,
don't worry. No,
your mother is.
Don't worry.
Your mother is.
That's what we're saying.
You see 150 guy all day your head.
That's what we're saying. Like,
and it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. See, Nigeria know the.
They say go read book for 5 years. Come out first class graduate, they offer you a 80k job.
Yeah, I know person me, they call it 50. See. First class clean, they call it a 50k salary per month.
That's what's bro.
And what? The work with it, they give on me. He choke. my guy for oil company. My guy corporate
nigga. That's what's good, servant.
No, she don't. Private company.
I'm on a wow. Since they happen.
Yeah, that's it. See,
but there's no job. So like, that's
why she will take. You take anything, yeah.
Bro, for me personally, I'd rather be self-employed than be.
Yeah.
But it depends. You know why? People's people have their realities. That fear is sticking now. She might need to take care of something, some things at home. You get. So that's just take it. Just survive. I mean, take care of other things.
People
have been realities.
But then at the same time, before we go on with the conversation, please, you guys, as much as we always, you know, integrate everybody into our conversations, we like our listeners to, you know, find a way to join into the conversation, because we make, you know, we try as much as possible to make it seem like we are all in discussion. We are listeners behind, you know. So we always want you guys to try and join in on the conversation. That's why you can use Pod Room Podcast, you know. It's a chat from all of us will be there. We all communicate, basically. And that's the, you know, the beauty of that platform, you know, the Pod Room Podcast. So you guys can just download the app. If you cannot download the app, because it's hashtag So Nigerian Podcast on Twitter, you know, I plead, please, just because we like to hear your opinions from you guys, you know, try to know what our audience, what they think about everything that we are saying, you know. So we try as much as possible to seem like we are all in the conversation together, you know. So thank you. So where were we? How do you guys feel like, at what point did you realize that, okay, you can be anything, you know, aside, like, in this country, regardless of what you read in school, like, you can be anything?
Well, for me, it was, when my siblings, like, got out of uni and, like, decided getting job offers and everything. I'm like, you did science, so why are you working in a bank?
I get one uncle who study animal husbandry, na branch manager for bank. Bro, minister, don't let me talk about this thing, safe. Don't let me talk about...
No, it's crazy, yo. It's crazy. My first... Let's not go into that.
But you know, there's one thing like post-graduation depression, you know. And it's, funnily enough, it's never talked about, you know. Lots of students, lots of people actually go through when you graduate. The pressure from parents, you know.
What will I do?
What will you do?
Yeah. What next?
What's next? Bro,
the worst is when you go to church. And then your parents are out there.
That's church goers,
bro. No, bro. They choke. So what time? Ah, congratulations. So what next? You just be there smiling.
Did you add 10K to my school fees? Why are you asking me what's next?
What's next?
Mind your business.
I'm like, okay, ask me what's next, but you that ask me what's next. I don't know, but you that ask me.
Yeah.
You have to assist me. What's next? I mean,
no, maybe that's why they're asking you what's next now, so they can tell
so
you.
So they can help you.
There was one time somebody asked me what's next, and I told him, okay, I'm trying to shift from this to this, and the guy just they attack me. Do you know what you're saying? Blah blah. And I went to one site. Oh, this is what they earn in him. I'm like, bro,
oh God.
It doesn't mean.
That's so
at the same time, you know, a problem shared is a problem solved. You tell somebody, okay, you don't know who can help you.
I feel most.
But you don't want that. You know, most of these universities don't prepare for what next. They don't prepare for oh, you're in school, reach graduate, pass graduate.
I think that's the education system in this country.
So they don't actually help you also with that. They
also you go convent and
so
TCG.
They go teach you work life experience.
They even give you tips on interview.
Everything. But I feel like most of those people asking, it's just for comparison, because they have children at home.
And at the same time, maybe they just like you and they want to help you.
No, actually, now. You know, right now in Nigeria, people that get jobs now, it's not basically because they apply. Obviously, some apply. They call it a referral.
Referral.
Like, don't worry, I don't want money. I can refer you your CV to him. Things like that.
See, those things are actually rare at this point.
No, they are rare, but they happen. That is why they actually was there, because they may actually have something. Like, I have a friend now.
I was going through like something last year. So I used to see a doctor, like, it's not psychotherapy, don't worry, but I see a doctor once a week. So one time the guy just asked me, what are you doing about blah? I told him, okay, this is what I'm doing about. The guy said, okay, send me your portfolio, something. I don't even celebrate because that's senior man do yet. So I don't even celebrate. Something's in the works. The next session, the guy even, I say, sir, did you check? Oh, I forgot.
Another thing that used to pain me, you know, you cannot help me. I'm telling me,
yes.
I'll see what I can do. That thing is also always, especially this older generation. You know, you cannot do anything. Stop giving people false hope. You get like,
but it's format now.
Forget all this kind of uncle. Did you have Did you ever have an uncle? Have an uncle that will say, okay, Alpha, when you don't finish you, when you save, call me.
Bro, I said the day of my POP when I collected my NYC certificate. Okay, I collected it on a Monday. I saw my uncle like next day, and I was like, give me the photocopy of your certificate, your school certificate, and your NID. Say in 2 weeks time, don't worry, I'll get. Months after,
no, like COVID happened.
COVID happened. Okay, yeah, there's that shot, but people are still getting jobs.
People are still getting jobs, but they are normal 80k jobs, 90k jobs.
No more forget people. They land this.
Guy, they are rare. They land right now. They are very rare.
But do you think okay, the pressure from parents and pressure from social media and pressure from your peers, do you think they're all intertwined or
they're intertwined or it's mixed?
See, I feel like it depends on how you read it, because if I see pressure, I don't feel like for me, basically, I don't see pressure from peers, because I feel like everybody has a different path, you know? So it's just a source of motivation for me, because I see it as, you can see it as motivation, some people can see it as jealousy, at the same time, some people can see it as, okay.
Yeah, that's on you.
That's on you, basically, depends on how you want to see it, you know? So, like, basically, another one too, you can just say, okay, you're pushing yourself, you're putting too much pressure on yourself because of what your peers are achieving, but then just need to relax, find yourself, don't rush.
Me, I feel handling, different people have the way they handle pressure.
Yes, of course.
If I'm at home and my father wakes up in the morning and he's just looking at me like, everybody don't go work now. Like, why are you doing that? The thing would bite me.
Bro, you get one time, and he sleeps like 11 a.m. or 12, like that kind of noon time. My pops just enter room, see. Big man. wait. You have obviously entered and say big man. Say before you wake up, a taxi driver would have driven to Abuja and come back. A farmer would have harvested 72 bars of yam. And then you know what he did? The man just looked at me, smiled, and walked out. Bro, till today I see the reason. See what the for
it to be weird, yeah.
For no unknown reason they wake up by 8 now. And they wake up 6-7.
Bro, no, that's him to enter your head.
That's all he said. He did not talk too much. Normally, my pops say I don't have much to say. He could talk plenty, but he didn't even start. He just talked that small thing. Drop mic. Boom. He goes to say, but at the same time, people can work smart, you know. That's why, like, there are different forms of making.
But the social media thing, yeah, you know, some people like you know, social media, like, it's forcing
me. No, definitely no.
It can be forcing me.
But the thing is, you don't know which is false.
Yeah, you don't know which is false. Yeah,
anyone can enter you.
Yes. So, like, upstairs, like your brain of me, I think, like, so emotional, it will get to you, definitely.
Yeah.
See, my guy, don't do worse for the weather. Do my day house, like, the chores part of money, the trouble and egg. You get what I'm saying? Just doing nothing. You see your people, you call them, they're just having fun. And your guys now, when you guys in school, like when you leave home, not gonna cope with them. They're all like, it's not about work.
Yeah, their conversations
you feel left out.
You feel left out.
Oh, there's pressure from everywhere. Jesus Christ.
There's pressure from everywhere. That's why,
saying HR, you'll be like, what was that?
that's why, like, I feel like, okay. People, you know, you just goes untalked about, you know. People just don't talk about, but like, actually people going through these things.
Yeah.
That's why it used to, like, things like depression and suicide, you know. It's a very, very huge topic that it goes unlooked. And I feel like it should be something people should, you know, put in line. Because there are different ways that you can try and battle the post-graduation depression. You can try and have a network of people that, okay, yes, as they're helping themselves, they're helping you, you know. They make you understand that, okay, we have to do this together, and at the same time, you are putting effort and putting effort. We need to actually rise together. You won't really feel the impact that much. You won't really feel depressed because that's why, like, networking with a group of friends that maybe live around you or anything. You know, okay, yes. If all of you are jobless together, you're not going to pay. If all of you get jobs together, you're not going to pay.
Yeah.
So,
if, like, all of you have jobs together,
yes, not all of you have jobs.
No, another thing comes with that, of course, like
different pays.
I mean, that one is another different topic.
Yeah, that's another different topic. I think we'll talk about that soon.
Definitely. But at the same time, that different pay, your friends will put you on now. You say, okay, you study microbiology. Why don't you move to the media sector? There's much money there instead of doing public health and public.
If you guys are all in it, like, even if you are entry level, like,
yeah. How would you put you down to put you on?
Exactly. You're all entry level now. Just different companies.
I'll be entry level.
Yes, now.
Different pay grades, just different companies. Yes. Obviously, you all cannot be equal. Not possible.
No, that's one thing.
One person's power to purchase behind all of you.
Mm.
But that person, I'm very sure, will try his best to make sure you guys don't feel it. As I've got sometimes, if people are like sharing views, like maybe people vote and are sharing views, that person won't take like
most of the things.
Obviously, because he ain't hiding on you guys. But some of you guys might not take it, this guy, see this
he's
guy.
He's trying to show himself.
He's trying to show himself, feel like a bad guy, because in the end, so on. But it's not like that. It's
obviously just now. That one are your business if they look at like that too. Exactly. And you ain't no one progress.
Exactly.
Like,
that's
like if they more than me.
Like that weekend we went out. Aros, I'm sorry. You've actually gone out back to back weekends. We went for a wedding. So after the wedding, we went to chill somewhere, sure. And like one of our guys.
Our chairman.
They covered the bill.
No.
For some people. Because me, I was ready to whip up my own card. And then he gave the card to the waitress.
No, he asked for the bill first.
Yeah, he asked for the bill.
See, when I say again, no,
I mean, I asked him, well, you want to cover everybody's bill? So yes.
If no wala so is you never do. Don't worry, we got this.
Now my guy.
Oh, when I look my guy, no, I say no wala. Thank you, guy. No wala, thank you. And like some people will take it.
If Nami, I go store small. Then if the guy they fight so much, you get this.
Fight. The bill was not so heavy.
It was not so heavy, exactly.
So that's why I can't be arguing to pay.
How much? This man. You fight. Yeah, like exactly. Just did. Yeah. It doesn't make sense now.
You now be senior man now. Me, I dey stay for under
30. You know, under 30, under 30 now. Candidate, future candidate.
You know the vibes. But at the same time, as there's post-graduation depression, there's also post-NYSC depression.
Oh, more.
So everything in Nigeria is depression.
I think post-NYSC depression, that one loud because some people for the office, they go retain them up at NYSC.
No, no, no.
They sack them from NYSC.
They get better jobs.
Yeah.
Some get better jobs. Then some after NYSC, nothing at all. They lost their house.
They lost the show.
They hope. They apply. They reject.
Person who been there the same office with you for... Anyway, so you come to guy, where you know, you just tell him, say, I'm on.
I just did.
I work with, I work in Coca-Cola now, and the something. You could just the reason.
Yeah, we say, love that for you, my bro. Love that for you, my bro. That's good, man. You deserve it.
Congrats, bro.
Nice. But as you did, like, you could reason your life. Yes. And that's why I mean, I go serve as motivation because I'd like to see my guys win. You know, I will tell you.
No, definitely.
Until it's my turn.
But at the moment, all my guys will be creative. So, so we're good.
No, come on. Come here, guys.
Money no day for creative.
Come here, your guys now.
No, I have guys in the corporate side. But in the end, like everyone is winning.
Yeah, definitely. In the only two, everyone is winning.
Everyone's winning, and that's
all that matters.
run from people that see that laugh at your little wins.
Yes, those are the terrible ones.
Yes, they are the toxic ones.
I run from people that do not support you.
If I say,
okay, I roast cake and big business. No,
that one is different because you decrease. I go let you say you're crazy because you don't feel big, so basically you start skate business for
you feel like YouTube now. What do you mean?
No, you feel like from YouTube, sure. Yeah, I guess person will learn from YouTube.
Oh, more cake a business. So.
Cake from business actually.
That kind of Valentine.
Well, see, some people did a Chris, but like they will now be saying people around are not supporting them, but they're telling them the truth.
What you are doing now is like it doesn't make sense. I'll tell you the truth, man. Like.
Let me give an example.
Some people can say, okay, I want to leave my job to pursue my music career.
Guy, I said to God, I know somebody left a job. He was in the microfinance bank. This guy left to manage his... He's not even a musician. To manage his musician friend. That one, nobody sabi am yet. But wait, now...
Why did he resign? He can do that on weekends now.
It wouldn't be as effective.
What's it? The guy's not.
Bro,
he's just starting.
It wouldn't be as effective, trust me. I'm managing.
No, managing matters is easy.
Sorry, there's nobody angry. Where's the guy now?
I don't know. He lost contact, so I don't know. He had issues with his parents. He has to leave his parents out. But something they said, because that's his music friend. get bar. But you know the kind of bar now.
Definitely.
So if he sponsor him, he deliver it to all those guys. That kind of thing. So
definitely.
Now why sure?
At the same time, you know, I also have one friend too, you know, that he left his everyday school. This guy is smart, but now he might have double assignments for. You see, me, I know Dave.
Which
know.
Of them? Because they always double assignments.
Wait, which school? University, primary, nursery, secondary?
I did do my primary assignments. Oh, man, my mama said they helped me do that. I had this guy, smart guy, first class graduate, don't worry. He shake papa hand, don't worry.
The guy
just hit me up, say, Rose, I quit my job. I said, bro, what happened now? He said, he won't focus on his startup. See, he won't create some stuff, you know. And he showed me the business plan and everything. I said, oh, bro, I love that for you, bro.
But,
what if the thing come blue?
See, no, some like, people is
gambling.
It's
gambling.
No, but you don't say no, baby. Sorry, you know it's not like all companies that pay well now.
Yeah, definitely.
Like for that microfinance bank guy,
I think that guy
to some extent I could understand like, how much are they paying? I'm paying 80 between 80 to 120, and then if you actually gauge it, his musician stroke tech boyfriend that wants to employ him as a manager would be paying him
more. Yeah.
Do you get? Okay, it's just to society now, music manager, banker.
Yeah, those things are unconventional.
Yeah, those things are unconventional. Yeah. But like, maybe they see something inside now. And it's not nobody telling him, oh, please, I want this file on my table at the end of the day. All this kind of...
No KPIs.
All those things. All those they're not trying to get rich targets and everything. But they reach targets, Sharkos. Everything I also.
So you guys don't forget to join in into the conversation and, you know, as much as possible, please try and drop your 2 cents and opinion about what we've talked about today. And we're also going to be doing a minor giveaway. This one is courtesy of our sponsor for today's episode, Lara the NG.
Whoop, whoop.
Lara.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm a Lara, I'm baby. Lara the NG. Yeah. Oops. Okay, we'll be giving out the merchandise and some other things.
If you text Lara, I go buzz on how you did.
Yeah, just make sure you text. Go to Lara.ng. Text Lara how you did. That's what you need to do. Just go to
That's how to start your conversation.
That's right? How you start your conversation. Just say Lara. Go to Lara.ng as Lara.ng. That's what you need to type. The website, everything fast, the interface beautiful, everything is soft, everywhere gallant. Just stretch Lara.
Everywhere your love, no worry. Just
you know the vibe. So you text Lara the NG and you say, Lara, how you D? You know, so once you text that, that's all you need to do. You know, text Lara the NG and join in, try as much as possible to join into the conversations. Rate us on Apple Podcast. Listen, download Podroom, subscribe, share to your friends. That's all we want for you to do. Let them learn, and then we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
You guys can send in your stories also. Yeah, on this.
You can send in your stories about Postgrad, and then we can share to people if you feel like it can help people. You have advice that can help.
Or if you need a support group like community, we can all link up on Podroom chat room. Just discuss with each other,
Yes.
Each other advice, you can even send job links to each other.
Yes. You can say.
Oh, don't send me job link. Just send me money. Let me live my life.
Or grab each other review our CVs. Just take a look at
it. I don't want that. BTDT will do that.
Yeah, BTDT.
BTDT will do that. I don't bust my head.
So you guys, do not forget to subscribe, share, listen, everything, you know. We love you guys. Have a lovely weekend. And make sure... make sure you go to Lara.ng and text Lara how you did.
Yeah, anyway, I'm going to but use Lara.ng.
Lara.ng.
No go lost like me, I'll be.
So yes. Alright. Peace.
Bye bye. Damn, where will you go this weekend without Aros?
Bastards.
We'll discuss later.
Oh yeah, that reminds me. If you've gotten to the end of this episode, that means you are special. And special people deserve special things in life. So, we'll be giving out Lara merchandise, you know, tote bags, so many gifts, but just to 3 people. So, we just need you to do right now is to go to Podroom Podcast and drop how is life, drop a little, you know, little answer of how your life was after graduation. If you know you haven't graduated yet, if you're still a student, you know, you can just drop how you would want your life to be after graduation, you know. So you guys, it's just for 3 people who, so if you're lucky and listening to this episode when it premieres, just go straight to Podroom and drop the answer, and the gift is yours. You just send your address, everything. We'll get back to you, don't worry, as far as you're on Podroom. Or you can message Damiarus. See you guys later.